With more than 2 million downloads, this is your number one source for true crime coverage in America. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Are we starting to see a change in how we handle school shootings where it's not just, oh, the parents are going to go be secluded now and we'll never hear from them? And this one that we just had the other day seems to be maybe a marked change in how we've been handling things. Obviously, we had the court case earlier in the year where the Crumbleys were found guilty of contributing to that massacre. This time, a 14-year-old student and his father have appeared in Barrow County Court on Friday, facing serious charges in connection with a school shooting that left two students and two teachers dead at Appalachia High School earlier this week. The small community continues to mourn as the details emerge about the tragic events. Colt Gray is the teenage suspect. He was arraigned on four counts of felony murder and a deadly shooting. He stood shackled before Judge Corey Mingledorf, his long hair partially concealing his face during the proceeding. The judge informed Gray that while the initial charges carried the possibility of a death penalty, the maximum sentence he could face due to his age is life in prison with or without parole. Prosecutors allege that Gary used an AR-style rifle in the Wednesday morning attack, which claimed the lives of two 14-year-old students, Christian Angelo and Mason Schumerhorn, along with two teachers, math instructor Christine Ermey, who is 53, and assistant football coach Richard Aspinwall, who is 39, who also taught math. According to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, the GBI, nine others were injured in the attack, with seven suffering gunshot wounds. All the injured are expected to make a full recovery. Gray did not enter a plea, and his legal counsel did not request a bond during the hearing. Just minutes later, Colt Gray was escorted out of the courtroom, and his father, Colin Gray, 54, was brought on in for his own arraignment. Shackled in a white and gray jumpsuit, Colin Gray was charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter, two counts of second-degree murder, and eight counts of cruelty to children. His charges stem from allegations that he provided the firearm used in the shooting to his son, despite being aware of the potential danger his son posed. An arrest warrant issued for Colin Gray claims he gave his son the rifle, quote, with knowledge he was a threat to himself and others. Colin Gray, visibly emotional during the proceedings, spoke softly as he addressed the court. Like his son, he did not request a bond and is being held in custody. If convicted in all counts, Colin Gray faces the maximum sentence of 180 years in prison. As the courtroom filled with family members of the victims, the pain was palpable. Some wiped away tears while one woman clutched a doll of a Disney character, Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. Poignant reminder of the young lives lost. District Attorney Brad Smith, speaking to reporters outside the courthouse, confirmed that additional charges against Colt Gray are likely as more information becomes available about the victim's injuries. Quote, when evidence comes in and they've had a chance to heal physically, emotionally, and spiritually, we will get with them and there will be additional charges that addresses the other victims, Smith said. The shooting has left the tight-knit community of Winder, Georgia, in shock. Appalachia High School is now the site of one of the deadliest school shootings in recent U.S. history, the 45th such incident this year, and the worst since Covenant School shooting in Nashville in March of 23. Here's the fun part, and I say that very facetiously. Law enforcement had previously investigated the Gray family in May of 23 after receiving reports of online threats linked to Colt Gray, who was accused of posting photos of firearms and threatening a school shooting. Despite the serious nature of the allegations, the investigation was closed after authorities were unable to substantiate the claims. That's where we need some laws changed, because I bet those authorities really did all they could legally do. Mm-hmm. As much as we'd like to say, go lock them up, go do something, they can't. There's laws. We should have more serious laws and maybe take threats of this nature to the same level as if it actually took place.
Where to begin?
What would that hurt? What the fuck would that hurt? If you were dumb enough to go post that thing and you do it and, okay, guess what? We're going to treat it like you did it. And you're going to go away for the rest of your life. Bye. Are we going to be really missing anyone out of society?
You know, I totally see that point. And believe me, I want these people to burn in hell. But I also, I know how evil kids can be. So if they want to set somebody up, They could totally do that too.
Well, you investigate it and make sure it wasn't a setup and all that shit. You gotta, there's ways of looking into these things and making sure that it wasn't a setup.
Absolutely.
And each case is going to be different, but look, they need to take this shit seriously. You make a threat yes. like that, you're going down. And it's not just going to be, oh, well, you know, slap on the wrist. Oh, we gave him a little bit of mandatory counseling and now he's all better. No, he's not. He's probably more pissed. He's probably going to like plan this even more harshly than before. It's sorry. You're done. There's just no tolerance, period, for it. Don't ever joke about it. Don't talk about it. I mean, just don't. It's like bombing a fucking airport. You can't. You don't. And if you do, you go away. Sorry. That's how it works.
Well, and that's an interesting thing that you bring up. And I would love for you to bring up that point the next time one of our FBI people is on one of the podcasts. Because if you make a threat in an airport, it is a federal offense. You are gone. Like, you don't fuck around and make jokes about bombs or shootings or fires or anything to make people panic. And that's what that is. So why can't we make some sort of a rule that if we've got enough credible evidence against somebody who made a threat against a school, that's enough.
Yeah.
And there have been 413 school shootings since Columbine.
And why the fuck do these people still have weapons after they investigated it? They're still allowing these people to have firearms in their homes. That needs to change. If you have a person in your residence, it doesn't have to be you. If there is a person in your residence that has made terroristic threats of any sort, your guns are gone. Every one of them. Every fucking one of them. And that's it. And you can't get them back.
But this is Georgia, and Georgia's gun rules are fucked up.
Well, they're fucked up everywhere. How fucked up are these ones compared to other states?
Let me look that up, because I heard somebody talking about that. Georgia.
There's basically ways around gun rules in every state.
There are, absolutely. And you know, gun shows, living in Wisconsin where I am, gun shows are all over the place.
But for all intents and purposes, there are no gun laws. For all intents and purposes, there are no gun laws. If you want to get it, you can get it in a legal fashion. Now, if you cross it over state lines and there may be different rules in different places, and you may be prosecuted if you have a gun where you shouldn't have it, but there are ways to legally obtain any weapon you want, basically, in the United States, within reason, at a gun show. Because for some reason, we don't count that as like, oh, maybe you should do a background check, when it should be like everyone who walks into this building should have a background check. You can imagine the amount of arrests you could make at a gun show. Just by checking every person for like outstanding warrants.
it's like
they want to do like a spot check like police do for drunk driving. Do one on the way into the gun show. Let's check all the fucking warrants on these folks. And I'm sure that, I mean, there's, and people are like, well, I'd go for hunting. Sure, great. Then you can go in, do your background check, and nobody fucking cares. Wouldn't you rather be amongst a bunch of hunters and not a bunch of fucking white nationalists who want to go kill people, or a bunch of crazy fucking mental ill people who want to kill a bunch of people? Yes, that weeds them out. Then you're amongst like-minded hunters. But if you're going to the gun show for things other than that, and I get have some for protection, cool. But if you don't have anything against you, you don't have any fucking rap sheet, there's no warrants, there's nothing, then you're amongst safe people. You're amongst like-minded, responsible gun owners. That's why we need to have these rules, so we can weed the bad ones out. Well, they'll still get the guns. You're goddamn right they will. But you know what? It's a fucking speed bump. And a lot of people like this are lazy as fuck. So it's a little slow down. Continue on. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I totally understand. I'm as passionate too. And I'll tell you, my former radio partner, Dave, sent me a message about another school shooting. Yes, it was yesterday, 2 days ago, 2 days ago, whenever it was. They're all blurring together. And I honestly, my response was, yep.
Yo.
And I just, you know, I said, oh, that's too bad. And I'm not outraged anymore. I'm numb. I'm numb. Yeah. I'm so fucking sick and tired of this. And I'm tired of nothing being done.
Yeah.
And guns are glorified, and I've said it before during our podcast. I apologize if this is repetitive. I've got anywhere from 6 to 9 guns in my home. I have a concealed carry permit. I have a loaded gun in my nightstand. That's mm-hmm. just who I am. I worked in radio as a single woman.
Yeah.
I was stalked. You'll figure out ways to protect yourself. Now, in my current situation, I don't feel like I need to protect myself as much, but I still have the guns.
Sure.
But if somebody said, we don't feel that you are worthy of having a gun anymore because of X, Y, and Z, fine, take it. I don't care. If that keeps other people safe, if you feel that I am mentally unstable and shouldn't have my gun, take it.
Well, the problem is most mentally unstable people do not think they're mentally unstable. But it's like, look, this, we just have to do something, but we won't, nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to happen because it's two thoughts. It's either you're against guns, you're either with us or you're against us. No, that's not how this mm-hmm. works.
No,
it's very much, you know, I'm for responsible gun ownership, just like I'm for driving when you're not drunk. Like you can drive a car, just be sober. That's all. Here's the condition, but it's not all against guns. And I have many guns. How many do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, I think 4 or 5 total. They're there for protection. They're in a safe. They are locked away. And that's where they are at. This whole like romantic relationship that people have with their fucking guns is fucked up. I'm sorry, it's not healthy. Where it's like, oh, they're like fucking putting them in holiday photos and shit. My God,
that's astounding. And when you see little children holding the guns, and I realize we've just turned just ever so slightly political because there is one side that has done this and wants people to see this. I want you to step back and just take a look at that, not from a political aspect, but. Do you really want a little child holding a gun?
It's our God-given right. It's America.
It is your right. But does that mean it's right?
No. It means you're an irresponsible parent. It means you don't see things.
Let your guard down. You have let some other things into your brain, and your responsible parenting skills that you have moved.
Yeah.
And it concerns me because we now have a culture where this is okay, mm-hmm. that when an alert comes in that we have a school shooting, mm-hmm. that you just go, yep, another one.
I know. And you turn on the news, it's not even covered half the time because it's another one. We have other things to talk about. The kicker here, it revealed that Colin Gray admitted to buying the AR rifle for his son as a holiday present in December of 23, which, by the way, came months after the initial investigation into the school shooting threat, because that's the right thing to do. Get your son an AR after he's already been investigated by authorities for a possible school shooting threat. I swear, you know, we need some reform here and all the way these things work, but I think we also need to reform how we punish these people, too. Again, I think it's, you know, put them in a room. Give all the parents who lost a child a club with nails attached to it, and go have some fucking fun. Play baseball with their heads. Just fucking obliterate these people so they look like fucking minced meat. And then everybody who, you know, gets involved in this shit in the future, you're all subjected to that too.
I feel like once these parents hit prison, you know, this is akin to violating a child. I mean, one of the things that this father is charged with, let me go look at where the charges are. Is it listed in this?
I don't know.
Yes, cruelty to children.
Yeah.
So it's not just his own child that he was cruel to. It was the others who were in harm's way and have died.
Yeah.
So, you know, those people don't fare well in prison. You harm children in any way. That becomes a problem. I think he'll be dealt with, and I think he's going to be convicted. And I think that's where we are headed as our country, that, well, the laws and rules aren't changing, but now we can start rounding up the parents and saying,
you're
the one who gifted your son this AR style rifle, knowing he was a threat. It's on you.
I'm all for cruel and unusual for people like this, because just general population and you're going to be put away doesn't seem to be doing anything. Like, sorry. I think we need to up it, and I'm totally cool with it. If there's no doubt that you did this and you've contributed to this happening, the earth doesn't need you on it anymore. You're taking up too much oxygen for a cow that needs to breathe, and then eventually destroy our ozone.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.